acceptable net? I mean, when he does that?
I mean, yeah, he's up around 40. He's close to 40. And so, I mean, that's kind of the 2 to 3 years ago, you know, not many people are hitting that. Now everyone's hitting it. So he's not giving up any return yardage, and he's getting enough distance. And I think they play two domes out there, and they play in a little bit warmer weather. And so he does really a good job with it. But they've got excellent cover guys. I mean, they've got real good gunners, and, you know, half their starting linebackers, most of them starting linebackers, are all in the punt team. So they've done a really nice job.
You had a chance to look back at the last game, I'm sure. The offsides on Charles.
Yeah.
What happened there was...
He's lined up offsides. He was
in the neutral zone, or did he jump? Or?
No, he didn't jump. He just lined up offsides. And so those wide guys, they're responsible for making sure everyone else is onside. But to do that, you got to make sure you're onside as you look inside. You got to check with the official, and he didn't do that.
Kuhn said if Pasco threw a block, he would have taken it to the house.
Who? Oh, Marcus, yeah. Ideally, we wanted Ruben. We moved Ruben up to catch that, and he let it go through to the defensive tackle, which wasn't the plan.
Do you cringe when you see a defensive tackle running with the ball, or do you just sit there and say, don't
Well, we knocked one out from a defensive tackle against Minnesota, so you do worry about ball security. And, you know, they're not used to doing that. It's a different world for them, but they know how important the ball is, so he did a good job taking care of it.